A lot of people tuning into the Super Bowl on Sunday will have little interest in the game. They'll be watching for the high-budget, high-tech, high-concept commercials. Commentator Frank DeFord is interested in one ad that will not be seen.
Unfortunately, when you watch the Super Bowl this Sunday, you will not be allowed to see a commercial touting the elegant vacation properties of Las Vegas. The National Football League has vetoed it because even though the commercial doesn't even mention gambling, the NFL, whose popularity is bulwarked by gambling, wants to pretend that it will have nothing to do with gambling. The decision is not hypocritical so much as it is simply childish. Really, it's time for the NFL and Major League Baseball and the National Basketball Association to grow up and treat gambling maturely. Please, let's face it. Where there are games, people will bet. It's idiotic to run away from that fact. Indeed, in many countries, national lotteries are based on soccer results. In a grown-up place like England, you can walk into any neighborhood betting shop and get a wager down on just about any event, including even, say, the British Open in Wimbledon. And you know, I haven't heard a single suggestion that Phil Mickelson or Anna Kournikova haven't won the championships because gamblers have gotten to them. But the American sports leagues love to maintain this fiction that gamblers are a threat to their games. By making a big fuss about this, the leagues can then shout about what a wonderful job they're doing in saving their games from fixes. It's like the guy sitting on the street corner waving his arms. What are you doing? I'm keeping the elephants away. I don't see any elephants. See? I'm keeping them away. The NFL, the NBA, and baseball are doing a great job of keeping the elephants away. The last time there was any real evidence of even an attempted fix in one of our major team sports was half a century ago in the NBA with a rogue player named Jack Malinas. The last time there was an attempted fix in the NFL was 1946. It has been more than 80 years since gamblers seriously tried to fix baseball games. The players in our professional leagues simply make too much money, which is why what few attempted fixes there are invariably involve poor college kids with no pro future. Yet the leagues have a whipping boy. It would be as if President Bush regularly talked about the threat to America of the Bolsheviks or the Barbary Pirates. The NFL denies the existence of Las Vegas. The NBA wouldn't place a franchise in Toronto until pro basketball was banned from legal sports books in Ontario. And baseball waves Pete Rose like a bloody shirt. Rose mostly speaks nonsense, but the one place where he makes perfect sense is in pointing out what a double standard he is punished under. Drug offenders in baseball and other sports get all sorts of second chances. Drugs, not gambling, threatens the integrity of all sports. But it's easier to scream about the imaginary dangers of gambling fixes than to deal with the real drug problem. And if the NFL wanted to be honestly concerned, the commercials it would ban from its games would be food advertisements. More and more of its players are grotesque 300-pounders, walking coronaries who are fattened up for games like geese for their liver pate. Hey, Commissioner Tagliabue, Vegas ain't the problem. Heal thyself. But since NPR believes in fair play, may I say to all Americans, go to Las Vegas, that Xanadu in the desert, enjoy its many splendors, and be sure to go to a friendly sports book and bet the Super Bowl. And whoever you bet, you can be absolutely assured of an honest game. All the Bucks and all the Raiders will be playing their hardest to win.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.